Episode 5, The Legend of King Arthur and Excalibur. Welcome back to Legends and Mythologies. Today, we step into the misty isles of Britain, where history, folklore, and myth blend together to create one of the most enduring legends of all time, the story of King Arthur, the legendary ruler, and his magical sword, Excalibur. The legend of Arthur has been told for centuries, inspiring poems, books, and films. But beyond the battles and chivalry, it is a myth about leadership, destiny, and the eternal struggle between human ambition and divine will. The birth of a legend. According to the old tales, Britain in the years before Arthur was a land divided, torn apart by rival kings and endless wars. Out of this chaos rose a young boy of mysterious origins. His name was Arthur, and though he was raised in obscurity, his destiny was foretold by Merlin, the great wizard. Arthur's true identity was revealed in one of the most famous moments in mythology, the Sword in the Stone. In the courtyard of a great cathedral, a sword was set into a stone, and an inscription proclaimed that only the rightful king of Britain could draw it forth. One by one, knights and lords tried and failed. But when young Arthur approached, almost by chance, the sword slid effortlessly into his hands. In that moment, the boy no one expected was revealed as the chosen king. The Sword of Excalibur. While the Sword in the Stone revealed Arthur's destiny, another sword, far more legendary, came to define his reign, Excalibur. In many versions of the tale, after the first sword was broken in battle, Merlin led Arthur to a mystical lake. From its depths rose the Lady of the Lake, a mysterious, otherworldly figure, who offered Arthur a new blade, Excalibur. Unlike any other sword, Excalibur shone with divine brilliance. Its blade was said to be unbreakable, and its scabbard granted protection, ensuring that no wound could strike Arthur down. But more than a weapon, Excalibur was a symbol, a bond between Arthur and the mystical forces that supported his rule. With Excalibur in hand, Arthur united the fractured kingdoms of Britain, ushering in an age of chivalry, justice, and glory. The Round Table and the Dream of Unity. Arthur's reign was not built on strength alone. With Merlin's counsel, he established the Round Table, a gathering of knights where all sat as equals. No man, not even the king himself, sat higher than the others. It was a vision of unity, fairness, and shared purpose, ideals that still resonate centuries later. The knights of the Round Table embarked on quests for justice and honor, the most famous of all being the search for the Holy Grail. They fought not only for their king but for the principles he embodied: courage, loyalty, and truth. Yet, as all legends remind us, even the noblest dreams are fragile. Betrayal and the fall of Camelot. Arthur's story is as much about tragedy as it is about triumph. Within the walls of Camelot, betrayal began to take root. His beloved queen, Guinevere, and his trusted knight, Lancelot, fell into a forbidden love, shattering the unity of the Round Table. Meanwhile, Arthur's own kin, the Dark Knight Mordred, rose in defiance. The final battle at Camelot marked the end of Arthur's golden age. Mortally wounded, the once great king faced his destiny. It was then that Arthur commanded his knight, Bedivere, to return Excalibur to the Lady of the Lake. After two failed attempts, Bedivere finally cast the sword into the waters. From the depths, a hand rose, caught the blade, and vanished beneath the surface, returning Excalibur to the mystical realm from which it came. Symbolism of Excalibur. Excalibur is more than a magical sword. It represents divine authority, the idea that true leadership is granted not by ambition or conquest, but by destiny and virtue. Its brilliance symbolized justice and hope, while its return to the Lady of the Lake reflected the cyclical nature of power, that no ruler, however great, holds authority forever. The story of Arthur and Excalibur also carries a deeper truth about human ideals. Camelot, for all its glory, was not destroyed by outside enemies, but from within, by betrayal, weakness, and the fragility of human nature. It is a reminder that even the strongest leaders and noblest visions are vulnerable if trust and loyalty falter. The legacy of Arthur. Though Arthur fell at Camelot, his legend did not end there. Many tales say he did not die but was carried to the mystical Isle of Avalon, where he rests, waiting for the day when Britain needs him once more. This enduring hope, that the king will return, is why Arthur remains one of the most beloved figures in mythology. His story reflects humanity's longing for a just and noble leader, one who can unite us in times of division and darkness. Closing thoughts. The legend of King Arthur and Excalibur is a tapestry of hope, destiny, and tragedy. It is about the rise of a humble boy to greatness, the shining ideals of Camelot, and the painful truth that even the greatest dreams can fall. Yet Arthur's story lives on, because it speaks to something timeless. The belief that leadership is not about power, but about responsibility, sacrifice, and vision. And as long as we tell his tale, the dream of Camelot, and the shining light of Excalibur, will never fade. Thank you for joining me in this journey through legend. Stay tuned for our next episode of Legends and Mythologies, where we'll explore yet another story that shaped human imagination.